Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, the fastest growing B2B network in the country. I'm your host, Karen Nowicki, and today we're looking forward to a fantastic show with our successful and inspiring guest, Heather Rausch. Hello.
Hi, Karen.
Joanne Holland.
Hi.
And Tracy Bogan.
Hello.
So excited to have the three of you here. I know that you are gearing up for a very special event. I believe this, Heather, is Foxfire's first time doing the Women on Fire event. Is that right?
It is. Yes. We're super excited about it, too.
And it's Friday.
It's this Friday.
Yes. Yay. So how about telling us what is Women on Fire all about and the purpose and motivation behind it?
Happy to. Thank you. So Women on Fire is a half-day conference series for busy professional women. And our first part in the series is coming up this Friday, and it's called Nourishing Spirit, Mind, and Body. And it's really a half-day for busy women to come and truly do just that, nourish their spirit, mind, and body. So we're super excited about it. We're going to have amazing women there being educated, inspired, and they're going to walk away just feeling so fulfilled and nourished.
And where are you having this event?
It's in Scottsdale at the Marriott McDowell Mountain property up in North Scottsdale.
Wonderful. And I know that you've been working on this for several months, but it's been a concept of yours well before the actual saying, I'm doing it.
Absolutely. So I've been considering this for probably a couple of years, actually, decided to dive in. And now it's such a great time. I know so many women like myself that are really just kind of running with their hair on fire and can really use that time to nourish their spirit and of course, their mind and body as well. And so now just seemed like the perfect time to introduce this to the community and bring in some amazing people to help support it.
It really sounds like a great, great time. Years ago when Eat, Pray, Love was, you know, the movie,
yes.
I hosted an event at Royal Palms, and it was the Eat, Pray, Love retreat. And I remember feeling like we were giving them just the most special gift to retreat, get out of whatever they're doing on their ongoing basis between work and family and everything else we have going on as women, and just take a breather. It feels like it's similar to that.
Very similar, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's the whole point of it, is really just take time for ourselves. You know, as women, we take care of so many others. And sometimes taking care of ourselves, that goes on the back burner. And so this really allows us time to take that for ourselves and fill our own cup. Because if we don't, you know, it just doesn't happen. And I was telling somebody just today, you know, if we don't nourish ourselves, either our spirit, mind, or body, or all three start to wear out. Mm-hmm. And so,
you know. We can't have that.
Right. If we don't take care of all of that, it will fail us in efforts to get us to slow down, you know, and take care of ourselves. So this is really being proactive and a lot of fun all in the same time, too.
Well, and Karen, I think what's so exciting for this is to have someone like Heather to recognize a need in our community and to bring the community, to rally them together by bringing experts in like Tracy and others who will speak on nutrition and who will speak on other topics that are very important that sometimes in our day-to-day life, we forget about.
We forget, or sometimes we're not even knowledgeable.
Right.
Yes.
And to educate us, and the mere fact that you can be in yoga pants or shorts all day, and we're right there, sign you up. And that's one of the reasons, you know, so excited to collaborate with her, with Women of Scottsdale on this wonderful event and seeing her leadership in the community as, you know, Heather really recognized such an important need. And that's what's so critical. And that's what makes true leaders. So we are so blessed to have her in this community. And I'm so excited to work with her.
It's been fun. In January, Heather and our friend Danine, we rented a nice space at a hotel at the Scottsdale Plaza, and we did a mastermind weekend. And it's been incredible watching her talk about doing this for 2 years. To starting the planning of it in January with her for a weekend during our mastermind, to seeing the actual birthing of it coming to life now. And she is a true leader. And that's the power of dreaming. Not only do we forget as women to take care of ourselves, you know, like on an airplane, they always tell you to put the oxygen mask on yourself first. We have to save ourselves first, so we can feel whole and have the energy and the wherewithal to show up for our friends, our family, and our family of friends. And with that, Heather's been an incredible leader. And it's, we also forget to give ourselves permission to dream. And watching Heather put this together, it's been interesting and fun being part of the adventure, watching you put this dream together for all of us, and not just us as the co-facilitators and co-speakers, but for everyone coming to the event.
Well, thank you. It's very exciting. You know, it's just to see the impact that this event can have on different people in the community, and the reaction and response from people has been amazing. You know, we're going to have about 100 women there that really are going to be able to take away useful tips and tools and be able to implement them in their lives so that they really can make their life better and they can feel more fulfilled. So I'm just honored that I get to be surrounded by so many amazing women, the attendees, the speakers, the vendors, our special guests, everybody there. They all have something magnificent to share. So I'm just, you know, just so blessed to feel that I can bring everyone together, and the collaboration has been amazing. So it's certainly, yes, I had the idea to do it, but it certainly, you know, takes a village, right?
Well,
so it
does.
Hasn't been
right.
Just me.
But
for
your
sure.
Leadership. but your leadership too, in recognizing, because you're bringing experts together. It's not just bringing people who, oh, I talk about this every day or I do this. These are experts in their field. I mean, to bring Honor Health, which is a definitely pillar in our community, to Green Living Magazine, to Tracy and the Intuit, you know, Intuit. It's so important. And that's what that truly makes this so exciting, because it's from all different facets. You're getting a piece, a little bit of everything. So I think it's more exciting is, I think when we leave there that day, people are going to say, when's the next one?
Of course they are.
Right? And we will have more.
Right. So yes. I want to back up, because Joanne just mentioned a couple of the groups that you're collaborating with. So of course, Joanne Holland and all of her networking groups, and Tracy and all the work that you do. And I'm guessing that this mastermind opportunity is really a testimony to your work as a dreampreneur as well, right? You had this mastermind day with Deneen, who I know very well, mm-hmm. and Heather, and how fun it is for you to now see this to fruition. But
Absolutely.
Also, you kind of have to say, kick up your heels and put a feather in your cap and say, the work that I do with these powerful women is not only inspiring them, but I'm inspired as well. Am I right in picking up on that?
Absolutely. It's incredible to watch the growth and see the change of giving ourselves permission to dream, creating the plan and reverse engineering the steps that are required to achieve the goal or the dream on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis.
And that's the work that you do, Tracy, on a regular basis, right? You work with women. Tell us a little bit about specifically what you do as a speaker, a best-selling author, and a premier coach.
My favorite thing to do is give women permission to dream and to really show them and ask what it takes for them to move the needle from dreamer to dreampreneur, because we don't give ourselves permission to dream. A dreamer is, and we all know them, I was one for many years, decades actually. A dreamer are those who have a disease called someday-itis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have big goals, lofty dreams, and exciting aspirations that we intend to pursue someday. But for most, like in the dictionary, death day will always come before your someday. Always. A dreampreneur, on the other hand, is one who has the unrelenting will to achieve their boldest goal and most daring dream that aligns with your sole purpose, mm-hmm. and brings you a life of joy and prosperity. The difference is moving the needle from being the dreamer to the actual doer.
Right. That's where a lot of us fall off, right? We have this dream and we daydream about it a lot.
Yes.
And then we don't know where to get started or how to do it or find our way through it.
Most importantly, we lack accountability.
Lack accountability?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
We lack accountability. Most of us show up with a dream and we get started and we get a few no's and a few naysayers along the way, large in part from our loved ones.
Yes,
and
I'm familiar.
Of influence. We let that deflate us. That keeps us stuck in that dreamer's gap. You know, we don't break that glass ceiling because we're stuck, and we don't line up the accountability or the support system surrounding ourselves with those who breathe life and hope into our life and into our dream. That on those down days and in those dark times, that if we can't pull ourselves out, we can reach across the table to someone breathing life into us and who's our support circle and pull us out. And the other thing truly is accountability. You know, we have good intentions to wake up and go to the gym, and we're the first ones to slap off the snooze, you know, slap the alarm off or hit the snooze button. and we don't hold ourselves accountable, we don't know what that is. So,
you're our accountability gal.
I'm also the accountability coach.
Yeah, and you also provide the structure as well, though. So you're taking us from dream to fruition and everything in between. And a big important part of that is the accountability. When, in fact, right before we aired today, I called my husband. I'm running the sound and doing production as well as being your host. That's the first time for me. And I said, all right, I'm having a panic moment. Help me pull back up. And he just simply said all the things I needed to hear. Sweetie, you are made for this. I love you. You can do this. What do you need from us? And within, 30 seconds, I'm breathing easy again and meeting you out in the lobby. So it's incredible.
Well, and you're doing an awesome job because we're on it. We're being heard and it's working.
Well, we hope so anyway.
And we would never have known.
Right.
Right. Right. And let's talk about that if we can, because, and as we do, I want to just compliment Heather because we've known each other for quite some time.
We have.
Several years through eWomen Network. And then more recently, having been a sponsor for a lot of your Foxfire events in Scottsdale, Foxy Women and Wine. And one of the things, and I think Joanne was kind of alluding to this earlier, I love so much about you is your authenticity and your just willingness to be who you are in the moment, right? So we do have to be polished and prepared and sometimes put on a game face, even if we're, shaking underneath the table. But I've always enjoyed being around you because we get to see Heather, the real deal, the glorious, glamorous, and networking queen and event extraordinaire, and also this human woman that we just love. So can we speak to that a little bit? This whole piece around showing up, not letting people see maybe some of the fear. If we get too attached to this fear, we're going to let people see that and they're not going to find the confidence in us.
The thing is everyone has fear.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Thank you for sharing yours because it brings an element of realness. It's okay to be afraid. On the other side of that, when we give ourselves permission to dream and when we plant our flag in the ground and give ourselves permission to go for it, our growth is on the other side of that comfort zone and going for it. And it's okay to be afraid. It is okay to be afraid as long and so long as you keep moving through it, around it, over it, past it some way, and get on the skinny branches. And it's going to be a little wobbly when you're going after whatever it is that you're going after. It might be a little wobbly. Do it anyway. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Everything we desire to achieve it is on the other side of that comfort zone.
And fear is just an emotion. It's all it
is. It's temporary.
And here's the great thing. It causes you to do something, to act, okay? Complacency is what will kill you. Think about it. In any situation, you're in a burning house. Okay, you're going to stand there and stay there? Or you're going to fear God and run? I always tell people, fear is just an emotion and it's a wonderful thing and it's going to cause you to do something. And that something is where you kind of talk to your dream and you look at it and you look, but that's what you want to do. And I just tell women all the time, complacency is what will kill you.
Absolutely. Staying there, if you're not growing and you're not living and stretching, you're dying.
Right.
Yeah. Joanne, talk to us a little bit about the organizations that you run. You've been networking in the Phoenix area for a long time.
Yeah. 89. Yeah.
Since 89.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, So right now I'm so excited to have three amazing organizations. Central Phoenix Women will celebrate 11 years this year in October. Women of Scottsdale will celebrate 18 years. And I'm so proud that East Valley Women celebrated its third anniversary. So, and then just announced at the meeting this morning and last Friday, the creation on August 22nd will be the first meeting of North Valley Women.
Oh, congratulations.
So very exciting. And all they are like-minded women getting together once a month for either breakfast or lunch, depending upon the organization, to network, to build mutually community of support, whether it be for personal, meaning I want to meet a new friend, to business, I want to hopefully find a new client or someone I can collaborate with, or socially, meaning social advocacy, meaning I want to go volunteer in the community, but I don't want to do it alone. Like maybe you'll go with me to do a Habitat for Humanity House because they're just groups of 100 that go. Right. And to do a one-off there is kind of a little scary because you'll be literally the only one. So, whether it be for business, personal, or social, endeavors. That's what makes it great. We're not, I am not a Nabo. I am not a chamber. Those all exist and we need to support them and be great supporters of that. But it's truly just networking at its raw core, and all four organizations do it completely differently. So Central Phoenix Women will always have a featured speaker. So this month we have multi-award winning author, Becky Fiola, who wrote The Elderly Care Consultant. Obviously, as many of us are, and one of the reasons why I left corporate America is because at that time, my 83-year-old mother came to live with us. And it changed our life. And the whole thing is, it changed our life for the better. You hear these, oh, doom and gloom. No, it's been fantastic. I get to do this now. This is the best thing. I'm not going into a corporate office every day and 8 to 5. And, you know, I'm waking up in the morning, and yesterday morning I said, Mom, let's go to breakfast. Aww. You know, just like, yeah. And so, yes. And it's those kind of moments that I'm very excited that, you know, if that didn't happen, I probably would still be at my former role. So when things happen, embrace it. It's for the good. It's the next step in the journey.
And these are the messages I'm hearing, and I'm anticipating Friday's event, Women on Fire. And these are the kind of conversations that not only Tracy will get to kind of tee up for everybody, but when we can relax and we can have our yoga pants on,
right,
and we can be sitting with girlfriends and just out of our regular headspace, then we can have these conversations and consider what if, and maybe share, lean over to somebody and say it to them. Or perhaps there's even a part of the day that is designed around that. And then when we're driving home after an event like this, we can say to ourselves, oh my gosh, I need more of this. I need more girlfriend time. I need more time to exercise and to eat well and to consider my wellness from the inside out. Can you give us a little idea, sneak peek as to what the day is going to look like? I'm pretending like I know.
Sure. Well, you've done pretty good with the assuming. Yes, we start the day with an optional yoga session in the morning, so a 30-minute stretch yoga session. We have Nicole Deacon, who's the founder of The Foundry,
right,
with 3 yoga studios in the Valley. She's going to be teaching us a yoga stretch session, and you don't have to be good at yoga to come and do this. So this is a really, really fun way to learn what yoga does for our body and why we do the poses and just have some fun with it. So we'll do some stretching there. Then we have a healthy continental breakfast, which is so yummy. I'm very excited about the menu on that. So we have that followed by some time to shop with some of our unique vendors that all have products or services that are related to nourishing spirit, mind, and body. And then our main session starts at 9 o'clock with our speakers. And so our speakers, you know, I'm so excited about them as you're meeting Tracy here, Tracy Bogan. She's awesome. And then we have our other 3 speakers as well. And the key with them is that they really are women who love to educate, inspire, really give back to the other women that are there. So they truly have wonderful information to share, and they're going to, you know, have takeaways where you can really, like I've said before, apply that practical information. So it's really not, this is not a conference where people are going to come and be selling you, you know, programs from the stage or anything like that. It's not that at all. It's really about educating women and bringing us all together so we really can become a big support system for each other.
I think feeding our soul is what the message I first heard from Heather when she talked to me about, I want to put this, you know, event together. What do you think? And I was like, awesome. Yeah. This is fantastic. And it's about our soul and feeding that and understanding what that is. And, you know, and it's okay. You know, sometimes we don't think that it's okay to feed it. We're busy doing everything else for everyone else and somewhere in the corner. Now, I've been blessed, and I say, you know, I'm blessed, so I'm not stressed, but I feed myself really well.
I think all 4 of us. I know.
I feed myself, like Boss's Day, I kiss myself. I am the best boss ever.
Absolutely.
I love my boss. I understand and I recognize there are other women that at this point in their life or what's ever happening, haven't gotten to that place yet. They're not there. And if we can help them and feed them and give them the tools that Tracy's going to provide and the other speakers with nutrition and green living. And why is green living important? I mean, you know, and Dory says, you know, from Green Living Magazine, Dory Morales does such a great job of explaining, you know, just a change of habit. You know, I mean, when the first time I heard the nutritionist talk, I didn't realize how easy it was. Like, nothing spoils on me anymore because she just connected the dots for me. I was like, oh, ding. Like, mm-hmm. I should have gotten that.
So you're helping me understand why a day like this is so important. And we can have a spa day with a girlfriend or even by ourselves for that matter, which I've done plenty of both. But when we have an opportunity to be in a space with experts and someone else has provided the experience for us, we can leave ourselves open to new learning. I would imagine that these women are going to walk away not only with renewed spirit, but also this opportunity to hear from their soul some new things that they want to incorporate into their daily, weekly, monthly, annual lifestyle.
Right.
Do we have to come with a friend, or would you encourage people to come by themselves if they're not already part of these wonderful networks?
Yeah, definitely. This is an event where you can either come with girlfriends or family members, moms, sisters, daughters. Or you can come on your own and be 100% comfortable because the women there are so just welcoming and collaborative and wonderful, truly. Everybody there is so good about, greeting you and introducing you to others. And really, everybody there would feel welcome.
I found that both with your events and also Joanne's as well. I've had an occasion to come to East Valley Women a couple of times. In fact, I was at the very first meeting with Jody, kind of emceed that or hosted that. And I remember feeling the same way that while I do a lot of networking, it isn't always a warm, fuzzy experience, even though we want it to be. But you two both do a fantastic job of making sure that, you know, the newbies feel like they have a warm environment to kind of slide into, and everybody, you know, just helps each other out to make them feel so comfortable.
Yeah, thank you. That is something that I know we try to do. You know, it's just being aware of when people walk in and acknowledging them. And you know, I understand it's not comfortable, like you said, for everybody to walk into a group of women that they don't know and to just strike up a conversation. So we're there to make introductions and really just show people around, if you will, and help them feel comfortable because, you know, as women, we all need that support. And what a difference it makes when you have that support from a group, whether it's simple introductions or even beyond that and building friendships. So that support piece is really important. So I know that's something with all my events I really try to work on. And like you said, Joanne does a great job at her events as well, with her community of women doing great at that too. So it's awesome.
And what most people don't realize when they make that choice to show up is when they go there alone, others have gone there alone and they feel exactly the same way that you do as well.
Right.
And if we could make any encouragement for anyone considering this or on the fence about coming to Women on Fire on Friday, is to give yourself permission that you're worth it.
Yes.
And have the courage to just say yes and show up.
And the fear, as Joanne mentioned, is just an emotion and it's temporary. Mm-hmm. I know I always tell myself, if I can stand 20 to 30 seconds, maybe even at the most 3 minutes of fear, as you pointed out, Tracy, on the other side of it, the world is my oyster. So as we take it back to this opportunity on Friday to come and be part of this amazing event, if you can just be bold enough, doesn't require a whole lot, but for some of us it might, to register and then get through that little smidge of fear and then get there on Friday and just open yourself up to new relationships, new friendships, and a lot of great learning.
Yes. Well, and the biggest benefit that I think, you know, Heather recognizes too in our community is that she's made this very cost effective. That this is not, you know, we often hear some women say, you're going to get a full day of this and that, and it's $280. Well, you know what? That buys a lot of groceries.
Yeah.
Right. That buys a lot of groceries. That, you know, fixes a car. That is maybe your mini vacation, your staycation here, whatever. So to have an event that's $69 and all the impact that you're going to receive, I can tell you, we will have women after that saying, I would have paid double.
Absolutely.
I would have paid triple for this.
Absolutely.
I would have paid,
yes.
You know, and to have Heather have the foresight of thinking about, you know what, let's attract that 18 to 25 group that maybe would be hesitant or not want to come, or maybe grandma's going to take them or mom's going to bring them, or, you know, a group of women who've just graduated college or whatever, and to have a $39 rate, unheard of.
Very reasonable.
My last retreat was $5,000.
Right.
And it was worth it.
Totally.
Right. And that's
totally
okay. Worth it. And say, how can you put this together for this price with this panel of experts?
Right. And it really does depend on the group of people and the opportunity you're trying to encourage, because of course, every penny of that $5,000 is worth it.
Absolutely.
When I work with my clients, much the same rates, it's a different experience. And Heather, what you're providing is an opportunity for perhaps these women who are our age and have been in business and have had families for years to become a subtle mentor in conversations with some of these younger women instead of pricing everybody out of the opportunity to meet and spend some time together.
Absolutely. It's all about really just having this information and education available, you know, to everybody. Really, I tried to eliminate any reason for women to say, nope, not going to go, can't do it. Really, it was more the can't do it, right? Because I believe that anybody could attend this event if they really wanted to, and they put that fear aside, and the price point is right. The speakers are amazing. What they're going to receive is just phenomenal. And it's funny because after my events are over, people come up to me and they say, you know, you did a pretty good job of describing what this event was going to be, but I had no idea it was going to be that amazing.
Until
and I hear that all the time.
Right.
There's just a different energy about our events, and bringing the women together, something magical happens. And I love it. It's my passion, you know, bringing people together and connecting them in that way and having that magic just happen is really my sole purpose. And I love it. So I can, you know, tell you it is going to be amazing and great. And we do have everything you can imagine there to make it great. But until you experience it yourself, you'll just, you know, you won't really feel that the same way. So
and you
I encourage
don't want
everybody
be,
to come.
Yeah, you don't want to be on the other side of the event hearing about it on social.
Yeah.
And
right.
saying, gosh darn it, I should have gone. I this is a little outside of the topic, but I know all three of you, especially Trace, will appreciate this. We talked about the magic of the price point and how important that is, right? And so we have offerings when we are helping lift each other up, both men and women, in our entrepreneurial world. The price point can oftentimes become an excuse. Mm-hmm. And even mm-hmm. though it's not really an excuse, right, Tracy?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. We always find the time and the money for the most important things in our lives.
Right.
Right. And so you've taken... For this particular Women on Fire event, you've taken that price point out. So if someone says to you, well, I can't afford it, you get to look at them and say, really?
Right?
Right?
Give
right?
up Starbucks for a week.
I was just going to say. The double latte factor is what I call it. Yeah. Yeah. Skip it.
Eating out for lunch, going out for breakfast.
And oftentimes the money barrier is an excuse for us sometimes when we're really afraid or don't know how to take a look at ourselves from a soulful or kind of spirit-driven
investing
place.
Investing in yourself.
Yes.
Right. Investing that just, money is part of, get the word, invest.
Right.
So, you know, I'm so surprised sometimes when I meet other entrepreneurs who say, oh, I can't do that. Well, how do you expect your business to be successful? Because it's not just investing money, but it's investing your time, your talent, your treasures, everything, and to be a part of other things to help that community grow as well. And that's what's so important. That's what makes the events unique. And, you know, what I love after some of the meetings that I have, as well as attending Heather's events, is women come, I never realized how much I loved myself. Because they're surrounded by women who love themselves.
Absolutely.
So
it's contagious.
Right. And they all of a sudden get a revelation. I'm like, oh yeah. And I said, trust me, your husband will love you tonight. Because when you feel that, you exuberate that and you bring that to life. And it's, you know, and some of them, I never knew I did.
Well, and Tracy mentioned earlier that so often around accountability, the people that we live with and we see in our daily lives, of course, we love them. But if we're trying to break out into a new dream and a new entrepreneur experience, they may not be the right network of support to say, you can do it, go after it.
Yes, be mindful of who's in your front row, as we refer to in our industry. You know, unfortunately, we live in a microwave society. We require everything to be bigger, better, faster, more, mm-hmm. and now. Without putting in the sweat equity to earn it. And one of those comes to investing in yourself. When I went backpacking around the world for 2 years through 54 countries, I didn't have the money to go when I left, but I had my why. Mm-hmm. And when you keep your eye on the why, the what doesn't matter and the how always shows up. Many people don't know this, but to go around the world, I sold my plasma clear across America for a year.
I remember reading that.
I dog walked. I house sat. I dumpster dive for aluminum cans out of dumpsters 8 hours a day. And I have all the photos to prove it. I made a pot of spaghetti last for a week. I bartered with meat for meat with butchers at Walmart to fill my freezer and my coolers. I ate peanut butter and jelly sandwiches 365 days in a row. I gave up the phone. I gave up my computer.
But those were the best peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Right. If I ever remember that. Don't eat another one in my life, I'm good.
But at the time, they were the best because they were providing her dream.
And you had the purpose. And, I love that. Right. You had the why in front of you, and that meant you could make sacrifices. I'll use that word. I don't know that would be an appropriate one for you, but you were able to stay committed to your dream.
Here's the point. None of those things were fast. None of those things mm-hmm. were fun, and none of those things were easy. But that was the price I was willing to pay to go after my dream, to invest in me and do mm-hmm. something that was that was my heart's calling, my soul's purpose. Most people aren't willing to do what's tough. They're not willing to sell something or go sell their plasma or give up their lattes or stop going out for happy hour or out for lunches. We're just not disciplined to give up something to go after something. So if there's something truly and it's not out of your price point, get really clear on what's your priority. Is it going out for happy hour or is it investing in A, B, or C? And when you're clear on your priority, you will create the space mm-hmm. and attract or earn the money to do it. We always find the time and the money for that, which is most important
to us. What we're really committed to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you think that these women will be inspired by Tracy on Friday? I know
no,
I'm
No, I don't think so. Yeah. Forget it.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Fantastic.
Well, but one of the things that's so attracting about Tracy is the, again, the authenticity, but you can't go up to her and say, well, you don't know. You don't know. You lived it.
Right.
She did it.
I still.
There's no
and so
right.
I was just going to say the
still
same
right. And
walk
to this day.
The talk.
Right.
And the other so thing important. Is to be mindful on who you're taking advice from. Never mm-hmm. take advice from someone who has not climbed the mountain mm-hmm. and does not have the results on what you're seeking. Heather has put together the best in the industry that she could find of experts who have climbed the mountains and who do walk their talk. Mm-hmm. Those are the people that should attract you to come to this event and listen to them. Learn from them. It's full of nuggets and delicious insights and gifts.
Well, yeah. And you know what's so exciting too is all of these speakers, they're people that are right here in our own backyard, which I think is just so incredible because, you know, there's all kinds of events you can go to out of state or people, you know, have events here where you have to bring experts from out of state. And those are all well and good, but we have so many experts right here in our own backyard. And this is our community. You know, Joanne always says with her organizations, this is where we work, this is where we live, and this is where we play. It's so true. Just so to really be able to hear from these amazing women who can impact so many lives is incredible. And I'm so super excited about it. And you know, I have to tell you, when we were talking about walking the talk, all of the speakers absolutely walk their talk. I can tell you, you know, every single one, obviously you're hearing Tracy and her part of her journey. And that's just a little bit of it because her journey is just and her story is very amazing. And she certainly walks her talk. And then you have, you know, Dori Morales with Green Living Magazine and was just talking to her this morning, was at Joanne's event with her this morning at the breakfast. And, you know, she was sharing just some simple things that we can do for green living and making an impact on the community and the world. Things that are simple that I had no idea. I just didn't even think about it because I just wasn't educated on that yet. So she is certainly, you know, doing all of the things that she suggests to others. And then Terry Taylor, the nutritionist at Honor Health, amazing woman. You know, I always wondered, what do you eat, you know, when you want to eat healthy, right? So people always say, eat healthy. And I go, yeah, I want to eat healthy. I know I don't want to go through the drive-thrus and get greasy food, but what do I eat, you know? And so she provides those solutions. And, you know, you can tell by looking at her and talking with her that she certainly is following what she's talking about. And then also, of course, Lynn Bunch with the Center for Intuitive Development. That is a woman who 100% is following her wisdom and really just making a difference and being true to who she is and educating others on the power of their intuition and their life's purpose and that as well. So I'm so excited because it's so important to just surround yourself by amazing women and support. And when I created this event, I, you know, as Tracy mentioned, we were in a mastermind and we had gotten together really for a girls' weekend to be able to work on business too, because we're all passionate about our businesses. And, you know, just to have that support was amazing. And then after I got the idea together, Joanne's one of the first people I called. And I said, Joanne, what do you think about this? What do you think? Because she's somebody I definitely respect and knew she'd give me honest feedback. And, you know, really, she's one that really loves supporting women. And she's a great cheerleader as well. But she's honest. You know, she's not going to tell you it's not a good idea if it's not. And that's something I truly appreciate as well. So surrounding yourself with amazing people is so key. And that's really what this whole conference does. Is it really provides that space to be surrounded and uplifted, and but not, you know, being sold or told different things that aren't going to apply or mean anything. So it's real, it's practical, and it's genuine. So,
and the first of many.
Yes, absolutely. Women on Fire is the conference series. And then, like I said, Nourishing Spirit, Mind, Body is the first part in that series. So there'll be other Women on Fire with different topics. However, I can tell you, I'm sure we're going to be repeating Nourishing Spirit, Mind, and Body. Because yes. We all need that. You know, even those of us that do it maybe more regularly than others, you know, we need that reminder because we sometimes forget ourselves or just get caught up in what we're accomplishing and the next goal and the next dream and that. So it's important to have those reminders and then have that fun girl time too, to be able
to. We forget to breathe and just be.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, it was so funny that we saw that firsthand in action. So at one of the Central Phoenix Women meeting, Amy Hillman, the dean of W.P. Carey School of Business at ASU, was there, and Heather had one of her things, and she's like, I wish I could go.
Yeah.
She was like, she walked up to her, she goes, first of all, she loved the name, Women on Fire. She thought that was brilliant. She's like, this is so important. And here you have the woman who's leading the largest notoriety, you know, in the country, business school in the nation. And to say, Heather, great job. I like ran up to Heather afterwards. I was like, okay, we should bucket
that.
Yeah, Can we like, if you haven't got an affirmation,
live.
If you haven't got an affirmation from that,
right.
You know, to say that you hit the target right on the head, you know, let's just close it up because, and that's what's just every time you talk about this, every time we speak to other women. And what I saw this morning was even women going, I so wanted to go this, but I'm out of town on Friday or I'm not. And people don't do that.
Right.
That's not normal.
No.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we don't.
I changed my calendar around. I have a summer home in Wisconsin and I would have been gone already. And I stayed just for to speak at this event.
Oh, nice of you to stay in the heat.
Do you see the impact though?
It has absolutely the impact that Heather has with all the events that you and all the followers and just the cheerleaders and champions for all of your Foxfire events. Because of who you are and the way that you walk the talk. So tell us one more time as we wrap up how we can still register if we haven't done that yet. And we've got paper and pen by the radio as we're
absolutely.
Listening.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. I'd love for all women to come out and join us. So you can go online and purchase your tickets. That's the best way to do that. And I would encourage people to do that today. You know, we often have great intentions of doing it later, right? But then life happens and it doesn't always, doesn't always work out that way. So go ahead and just go online now and do that. You can register at www.foxywof.com. So foxywof.com. And you can go ahead and purchase your tickets. They're just $69 if you get them. Before Thursday at noon, they go up to the door price of $99. And then we also have those tickets available for young women, ages 13 to 25, because we know it's so important to nourish young women and teach them to start doing that at an early age. So they really get that down as a pattern that they continue. And so we have young women tickets for $39. So
fantastic.
Great. Yeah, great deal. So just go online, get your ticket. You might as well save a little and get them in advance. So that way you can use that extra money to shop the wonderful vendors and just enjoy a fabulous day.
Wonderful. Fantastic. It's been a delight to have you here today, Heather. And Joanne,
thank you.
How can we get a hold of you with all these wonderful networking women groups around the valley?
Very easy. Their name, just all spelled out, .org. So centralphoenixwomen.org, womenofscottsdale.org, and eastvalleywomen.org.
And the newest one coming up, tell us
will
again?
Will be northvalleywomen.org.
And that starts when?
August 22nd will
right
be our
around
first
the
meeting.
Corner.
Yeah, I-17 and Dove Valley Road. Oh. Doesn't get more north than that.
Right.
Because I think
so
we're
exciting.
Almost in flag by that.
Well,
we're
I'll be
pretty
at
close
that
to
one.
Oh,
but I know those women are excited about having you up that way.
Yeah, very exciting. It's a great time. And it's a great time for women. You know, like this morning we heard, you know, we have a lot of things we need to continue to concentrate on. And one of the things is women, I'd really encourage is we need to close that gap on wage and pay. And when we can do that, a lot of things will be quite different.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's something we can work at. So when we fill our mind, body, and spirit, bring it on.
Absolutely. Look out, world. Here we come. And Tracy, how about you? You are clearly an inspiration. I love that we got little snippets of your backstory in addition to how you're serving women in business. Again, that whole mind, body, spirit connection and the accountability piece with the skill set and the structure as well. How would we find you after listening to today's show?
TracyBogan.com, and that's Tracy with an I.
And B-O-G-A-N.
B-O-G-A-N, yes.
.com. And I know all of you are on Facebook with your personally as well as your businesses and on LinkedIn as well. And so I encourage our listeners to find you out there as well. So again, it's been a fantastic time with each of you today. On behalf of Phoenix Business Radio X, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people, I'm Karen Nowicki, and we will see you next time.